USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. United Auto Workers have initiated strikes spanning from California to Pennsylvania. UAW President Sean Fain urged workers in 20 states to join picket lines focusing on GM and Stellantis parts suppliers. Fain clarified that the union will not call for additional strikes at Ford, as the company has demonstrated a genuine commitment to reaching a deal. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and his wife are charged with felony bribery. Prosecutors claim he received substantial bribes to influence and protect businessmen and the Egyptian government. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says an FBI raid of their home turned up a lot of cash.
She discovered approximately $500,000 of cash stuffed into envelopes and closets. Some of the cash was stuffed in the senator's jacket pockets.
The bribes allegedly covered a mortgage, a luxury vehicle, and a no-show job. Menendez is also accused of sharing sensitive U.S. government information with Egyptian officials. He denies all the allegations. Ukraine launched a missile strike on Russia's Black Sea Fleet headquarters in Crimea. A serviceman is missing and the main building is damaged. Initially, Russia reported one casualty, but later clarified the individual was missing. Crimea, which was annexed by Russia in 2014, has been a regular target since Putin's invasion of Ukraine 19 months ago. And the White House is pressing Congress to pass funding legislation and avert a shutdown. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says so far the House is not doing its job.
Having accomplished nothing this week, they have all decided to go home. That's not delivering for the American people. It's chaos. It's failing. It's actually failing the American people.
She's criticized a faction of conservative Republicans for pushing extreme bills with slim chances in the Democrat-controlled Senate. Congress must pass a funding bill by the end of the month to prevent a shutdown. This is USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
Poland is no longer providing weapons to Ukraine because of a growing dispute over grain. Poland's prime minister called out Zelensky in a TV interview Wednesday night and said Poland is now focused on defending itself. Poland has sent Ukraine 320 Soviet-era tanks and 14 MiG-29 fighter jets since Russian forces invaded 19 months ago. A House Democrat is trolling Republican leader Kevin McCarthy with a bill that would keep lawmakers from getting paid during a shutdown. Minnesota Representative Angie Craig this week introduced a bill called the McCarthy Shutdown Act and said it's, quote, ridiculous that we still get paid during a shutdown while folks like TSA workers are asked to work without a paycheck. A collar that belonged to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going for nearly $200,000 at auction. The famous golden collar with glass beads has been dubbed the Pegasus by Ginsburg family, and this is the first time her signature neckwear has been available to buy since her passing in 2020. And the number of Americans making initial unemployment claims in the U.S. fell by 20,000 last week, totaling 201,000 individuals.
According to the latest data from the Labor Department, these figures mark the lowest since January and significantly below analysts' anticipated number of 225,000. Additionally, ongoing unemployment claims decreased by 21,000, reaching an almost eight-month low.
Dave Collins reporting. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.